G'day, Dance. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Now, Dance has come into the studio because the Circus Oz Hub has resurrected itself. It's very exciting to all of us out in the inner city to have Circus Oz back.
Yeah, it's great. We've opened our building for the first time since 2020 for the Melbourne Fringe Hub. So we've got a number of shows happening over a 3-week period.
And one of them is represented by Byron Hutton, who's come online as well to talk to us about Escalade, which is one of the featured shows. G'day, Byron. How are you?
Hi, Annie. Hi, Kirby. Hi, Dan. How are we doing?
Good, thanks, Byron.
But you're jugglers, apparently.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
Well, our show Escalade, we made it from 2019 to 2022, and we premiered it at Melbourne Fringe at the Arts Centre 2022, and we bring it back to Melbourne this year.
That's because everybody loves you.
Yeah, we won the Best Circus Award, so.
Oh, wow. Well, you must be pretty hot because I've been, I was just telling Dan that I've been circus curb crawling because I really enjoy circuses, and what I've discovered is that performers who are good are just not good, they're excellent, and you must be excellent.
Well, that's your word, thank you. I appreciate that.
He is.
It is my life's work, so yeah, I hope I am awesome in people's eyes.
Oh, that's really interesting for you to say that it's your life's work, because in actual fact, it's not just about throwing things up in the air and catching them, is it?
No, our show tries to blend it into a much more developed art form, and we have a live musician on stage as well, and we have an excellent lighting design. It all culminates to make a really special show.
So what does that mean exactly? What you run? You've got a thought process that, that's the thing about circus, you know, it's almost like you're creating something from nothing, but what you've created is quite a brocade of interesting coincidences.
Yeah, we're trying to make a really unique experience so that people that, you know, have an idea of what a juggling show might be in their head, they come to see our show and it absolutely blows their mind.
Is that what people have been saying to you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm currently performing the same show at the National Circus Festival up in Mullumbimby, and we've got some, you know, veterans of the circus industry here who've never seen anything like it.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. That's truly amazing. So, Dan, this is what the Hub is all about, collecting together its superior shows, really.
Yeah, it is. And what's exciting about Escalade coming back, as well as God's, which is another show that's in the Hub, is that they were originally supported by Circus Oz. So they're sort of coming back to where they were made.
Oh,
which
wow.
Which is really good. But Byron's right, Escalade is an extraordinary show. I think, was it The Age, Byron, that said it was circus that aspires to the conditions of music?
Yeah, exactly.
You've obviously got a wonderful scrapbook that you're collecting. Some, you know, what you're doing is it causes these literary types to grab for poetry rather than just write rather boring reviews. No?
Yeah. Sorry, I thought Dan was answering.
Oh, sorry.
We were super, you know, honoured to get that review from The Age. It made the show, you know, it represented how the show feels, and I think when people come to see it, they'll experience that virtuosic expression of like a new art form.
How did you get into circus? And why juggling?
I was always like hand-eye coordinated as a child, and my dad taught me to juggle when I was 7, and then
great
from there, it just grew and grew. Yeah, kind of. Well, it was more just to keep me, you know, busy. You know, I was a very energetic child and I wanted to learn as much as I could, and that was a thing that kept me very busy because juggling takes a long time to learn.
And then what? Did you meet equal like-minded souls so that you could create a whole show around your proficiencies?
Yeah, I think there's not that many top-level jugglers in Australia, so we try to live in the same place so that we can work together. And that kind of just happened throughout my life, and I was lucky enough to work with my juggling partner, Richard, for now over 10 years, and together we've made some absolutely beautiful work together.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. And what about the musician? How did you wrangle them?
Total luck, to be honest. He did a call-out for jugglers, and another juggler that works for us, Joe, accepted it, and they made this beautiful 5-minute piece in 2 weeks, and I was lucky enough to see it. They only performed it once, and I was like, I want to work with that guy someday. And when the opportunity came around, we snagged him up for Escalate.
Wow, so this is magic, really.
Yeah, it's a really strong team, and I'm super lucky to work with them.
So when are you actually playing? When are they playing at the Hub?
They start on Wednesday.
Oh.
Yep, Wednesday for 2 weeks.
Wow. And so it's online tickets, right?
Yeah, circusoz.com.au or Melbourne Fringe.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And, of course, the Circus Oz Hub, I mean, this is bigger than just Escalate. This is a much bigger thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so we opened on Tuesday with some school holiday show, which has been great. We've had Junklandia in. They've finished now, but they were fabulous. With their recycling mayhem. And then we've had Kaboom, which is another kids' science show, which the kids go totally bananas for, which sold out, and we've had to add more shows. But that will run, that's running this weekend, 2 shows today, 2 shows tomorrow, but also running through to the end of the Fringe Festival on the weekends. And we've also had in NICA, who have been doing a show in the evenings, the NICA students from the Institute of Circus Arts.
That's right, down in Paran.
Yeah.
They've gathered up all their bags and shuffled over to Collingwood.
They have, indeed. So that's been fun, but they finish tomorrow, and we've had a play on Tissue, but that finishes up today. And then next week, so Escalate starts, and Gods, which is another circus extravaganza. It's quite a fun show, and it's done really well. It's gone all over the fringe circuit in Australia and overseas, and has done great. So we're really excited to have Gods in the house, and they were working on that show in Circus Oz.
So what you're really saying is that the Hub is really filling a niche. It's really important for all these great performers to have a home.
Yeah, and the thing that we can offer, that Circus Oz can offer, is, you know, a dedicated circus equipment. You know, the building was made for circus. So we've built a theatre in there, in one of our rehearsal rooms, but all of the things you need to do circus are in there.
Twofold, you present the community with a resource both to watch and both to partake in.
Yeah. Well, they can. Yeah, we're not doing classes or anything at the moment. But yeah, we really want people to come in and experience what we're doing and maybe see something new.
Yeah, well, it's the ethos of Circus Oz, what it came from. And you were saying that you came from theatre and you've moved across to circus, and that's been an interesting, compelling part of your new life.
Yeah, it's been great. I started at Circus Oz in 2019. So, you know, it was not an auspicious time, as the pandemic came not too long after.
Everyone's forgotten that there was a pandemic.
Yeah. But it's been amazing to be embraced by the community and really feel a part of it now.
Yeah, well, I was just saying before that there would be camaraderie amongst people who rely on each other not to die when they're working.
Well, that's it, yeah. And we've had people coming in and training at Circus Oz for a while now, which is sort of tradition that, you know, people, we have the flying squad who come in and train on the trapeze and every day. And it's sort of a drop-in thing, and we've run skill sharing workshops so that the company members and the sort of the elders of the community can share skills with the with younger performers. And that group have now come together and put a show together. It's called Havoc. which they're going to be doing, which is, it does feel like that's the ethos of Circus Oz, that there'll be 70 people on stage, 30 acrobats and 40 musicians.
Also a fundraiser.
Coming together for a fundraiser for Circus Oz, yeah. So we're doing that twice.
And when's that happening?
That's happening in the final weekend, so the weekend, oh, God, it would be good if I could remember dates.
Yeah, yeah, but we're talking about
the 19th and 20th.
Thank you, Byron. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I bought my tickets for Havoc.
Yes, thank you. Thanks, Byron. Yeah, 19th and 20th. There's one daytime show and one nighttime show. And, yeah, that should be a bit mad. I don't 70 people on stage, 40 of the musicians, the squawkestra.
And, you know, that's the thing about circus and these performances. They're live and they're truly alive.
Yes, I know. Anything can happen. Yeah. It might.
Yeah. And repeat when you're on, Byron, so that people can buy tickets.
Yeah, we're on the 9th to the 20th of October. Buy your tickets at melbournefringe.com or Oz. Most of our shows are at 6:30, but we also have some matinees. Please come along. It's an excellent show.
Thanks for coming and talking to us, both of you.
Thanks so much.